Paul, what do you think of your team's poise in the last 1:30 of that game, 6-on-4?
Real good there. I like the third period in general. It's the place that we generated the most and the highest quality of the offense I think we had during the game. That's where, which was good sign. You're not sitting on this game and you're not trying to hold it one. Did a real nice job up until we took the penalty right in the last 4 or 5 minutes. I liked a lot of that. And then we're good in the shorthanded situation, 6-on-4. Really small things. Trouba and Morrissey were outstanding tonight. Real good box out by Mo at the end and the clear. Those two guys really excelled. Blake Wheeler had an exceptionally strong game again. Thought we got some good shifts out of the Hendricks line. Little's line again strong. A harder game. It wasn't, I don't think there was a lot of smooth. You know, it was a little bit of an old school grinder in that they let a lot go, which I'm fine with. I think it was even. I had no complaints with it. But it was a little different style of game than we've been playing. So good in the third. I like the where it got to. I liked their start. Didn't like some of what we gave up in the second period on a lot of the stretches, but I liked the finish.
How much of that is boiled down to just your team maturing in terms of team defense?
I think they have a real strong understanding of what they're supposed to be doing. We're still young and just age on some guys, but the overall structure, their understanding is good. I think our back end has really helped with that. You take two centermen out of your lineup, it puts an awful lot of stress on your defense. You're two guys that spend a lot of time. Now, Blake's come in and you know, we haven't missed a centerman the way he's played. He's played really well, but it changes your matchup a little bit, changes where you can get some guys maybe a little more offense out of the game. But our defense overall, Trouba and Morrissey especially, they've been really strong.
You went back with Connor 24 hours after?
Well, 36. It mattered to us that it was an afternoon game. He felt strong, and he'd come off 5 days. The back-to-back is important. Like, it's not the back-to-back. It's what you do coming into the back-to-back. If you're 4-6, and sometimes it's heavier than that, you really see it. Big chunks of our game were better tonight, but that would be also true of Van. They would feel the same way. You know, they got their two center icemen back. They came out, they played hard start to finish, really hard start to finish, pushed hard. They didn't break, and so it was a good win. Pleased with it.
You talked about the last play there that results in a penalty at the end, and there's a little scrambling, although you don't allow a shot in the last 90 seconds. Would Kyle Connor need a gentle reminder about a play, make a simpler play like that, he knew the moment that the penalty was taken?
You know what? I think what you're finding in the young players, the big difference for them is they make a good move. In the past, that would open up a lot of ice, and here they don't come off you. You make a move on a guy, he stays on you. And you've got to make another one, and you've got to speed up. You can't slow down. We had a couple other guys going in the wrong direction on that play. Yeah, he can't make that play, and he knows it as soon as it happened. And he was easily the most nervous man in the building for that last stretch of hockey. But all important learning experiences.
One goal games, Paul, last year and previous seasons, a little more frantic. When it comes to this club, it doesn't, as a coach, it doesn't feel that way to maybe spectators. It doesn't feel that way to you, and maybe that's what you're trying to accomplish.
It doesn't. We're having six NHL defensemen makes a difference. You know, have been healthy on the back end, that makes a huge difference. They control an awful lot of the play. They're going to push harder. They're going to forecheck harder. So you're going to have a lot of short area plays. We didn't make all of them tonight, but we made just enough to take that pressure off. That's the big one. You got a goaltender who's got lots of confidence in the pipes, and that's another important one. And then I go back to that center ice, I think, Andrew Kopp as well. You know, we've asked Andrew and Blake to come in and be really big and be really strong, and they have been.
And this club's had success against that division, and you go against a couple of tough ones coming up. Can you just comment on that trip for those of us?
And they're both playing well, right? San Jose's on a run. They got the lead 3-1 here on Anaheim, who's on a run. Beat Pittsburgh, beat LA. So these will be two, and they're healthy now. So Anaheim's a completely different team than they were a month ago. They too lost two centermen for a long time. It was tough on them. These will be heavy, heavy but fast games. So it'll got to keep her going.
Hey guys.
Okay.
Thank you.